Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, darling.
We are so sorry. We're so sorry. We're having some technical issues on tonight. Elder Taylor, are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
Okay. Evangelist Bluette? My wife is trying to get with Elder Oliver's wife now.
Yes,
to try
I'm
to
here.
See.
I guess we can continue with the program.
Can you hear anything?
She's checking with Elder Oliver now, so I don't know if we're actually on the air yet or not. If he's not doing anything...
Elder Taylor, we are on the air.
Okay.
We're on the air. You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. All right, everyone that's probably tuned in tonight. Sorry about the delay and the technical difficulties that we're having tonight. Know that the enemy is a liar. And it is all well, you know. We have some difficulty tonight. I guess it's a first time for everything, because I don't believe we've had any really difficult situations before in the past, like tonight. So the Lord must be trying to bless somebody with a word or something, because the enemy don't want nothing to go out tonight. So, but we just want to thank everybody that's tuned in tonight, whether they be on a Praise Tabernacle panel or just a sister or a brother that's tuned in listening for a solid word tonight. And tonight we're going to do something relatively different. Our speaker is not going to be able to come forth tonight due to unforeseen circumstances, so what we want to do is we want to have the panel, everybody that's tuned in on the panel, just to kind of have a open forum tonight and to kind of talk about, bring up whatever kind of scriptures the Lord may lay on your heart, on your mind, that you would like to kind of go over, you know, and and maybe a testimony or just something that we can do or to say that can encourage somebody else tonight. And that's how we can use this Bible study going forward tonight, you know, since so it's going to be a little different. So, and I'll probably reiterate that again for somebody that may tune in a little later, and they may not quite know what we're doing and what's going on. So I just want to encourage the, you know, all that is listening in on the panel is, are we all in? I know I heard Evangelist Bluett and Evangelist Stanton. Are there anyone else that's tuned in from the panel that we can?
I'm on, Elder Taylor.
Okay, Elder Bluett is on. Okay, good. That's great. So, you know, we just want to I just want to share tonight. Just want to open up our hearts and minds to share. You know, because this could, you know, I believe this is happening for a reason, and someone may have a word they would like to share that is going to bless someone that's tuned in.
Amen.
You know, so we could talk about anything that, you know, how the Lord has blessed us today, how the Lord has, you know, encouraged us through bleak times, you know, and I know just for me, I'm dealing with something that I probably would have never expected that I would have to deal with in my life. And that's dealing with having seizures and stuff like that here in the past few months, and have to take medication for it that I wasn't, because I always encountered myself as being a relatively healthy person, you know. So thank you, hallelujah. So, but
amen.
I just want to encourage people that is relatively, you know, mostly healthy throughout their life, and, you know, and there may come a time in their life where they have to deal with, you know, unforeseen circumstances that they're not accustomed to, like myself. And you still have to push, and you still have to push forward, and you still have to continue to do the things that, you know, you are required to do, like, you know, help take care of your family, help still go to work, still, you know, have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you so that you can still minister and still teach and not let circumstances and isms and schisms like some type of illness get you down. And so that's the kind of thing. You have to be mentally tough and mentally strong, you know. And it may be easier said than done. I get that, believe me. Because, you know, when you're dealing with things physically in your body, it can so easily become a mental issue where now it's, you know, now you're dealing with whatever your circumstance is. Now it's both a and now it's physical, you know. So we just want to just share tonight. And like I said, if you're just now tuning in, we're not doing Bible study as we normally do on a Tuesday night here at Praise Tabernacle Church. But we're doing something a little different, you know. Our speaker cannot go tonight, so we're just gonna have an open forum. And I promise you, I really wish that it was some way we could take calls. Elder Oliver, are you there yet? I don't know where our chief engineer is tonight. But I'm assuming that we're on the airwaves, And because I would like to see if there's some kind of way that we could take a call or two, you know, that somebody could call in and share something. But nevertheless, we're going to push forward. We're going to move forward. And I think we have Elder Victor Blewett, Evangelist Ricky Blewett, Evangelist Dove Stanton, and myself that's on the panel that's tuned in. And they've acknowledged that they're here. And so we're just going to start and open it up to any of them to get us going.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, and I thank God for the opportunity. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Elder Taylor. I'm so excited to be on Bible study on tonight. Like you said, there must be a word that someone is going to receive that's going to bring life, because the enemy tried to stop it. But praise to God and glory to God that it's still not. It's going forward. That we're going forward no matter what. In the word of God on tonight. And I know you were just talking about, you know, some things that you were dealing with. And my favorite scripture, I wanted to share my favorite scripture with everyone, which is 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. But I want to read 1 Peter 5:7-8. And it reads, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him. And I was just thinking about what Elder was saying about, you know, having seizures for the very first time. The word cast is to throw. It's literally either to throw on the ground, to let go, just to throw. And what this scripture is saying is throw all your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Now, it doesn't say cares. It says care, because anything of this world is grouped into a care. There's actually not individual cares, if you can kind of follow me. So you're casting your care, anything of this world, anything that's not of Christ, any thought, any imagination, any illness, any dis-ease, any problem, any situation, any circumstance, those all fall under care. And God is wanting those things. We're not supposed to walk around with those things on our shoulders, with those things on our back, with those things on our mind, because too often the things of this world, it can consume you if you allow it to. So daily, we have to cast our care upon the Lord, because he cares for you. He loves you. He wants your hurt. He wants your pain. Now, don't get me wrong. There's, as we go on this journey, there's things that's going to happen to us in life that will help us grow, will help us mature. But we're still not supposed to carry things in our life. There will be situations you will encounter that will help you to grow. You know, that illness may come along. It may be a growth moment for you. I mean, I can't answer it. I can't tell you why, but it may be a growth moment for you, but you still give it to God. And then verse 8 says, be sober. Now, sometimes when people look at this, they may think alcohol, okay, alcohol, be sober. But we should also be sober in our emotions, in our
right.
attitude, in our thoughts. We should also be sober. We should not allow those things to consume you for a long period of time. And I think about, you know, somebody that is drunk, you know, somebody that's been drinking. Some people, it may take just a little drink to make them drunk, but some people, they can have several drinks before they get to that spot.
Right.
Well, it's like that even in our lives. There may be some situations where one situation could take you over the edge,
right.
or it could be multiple situations. But God is calling us to be sober because we have to be vigilant. See, when we're caught up in our emotions and we're caught up in the things of this world, it's hard for us to be vigilant. It's hard for us to be on alert, because what we're focusing on, and that's the crucial word right here, what we're putting our focus on is what's going on around us. We put our focus on the dis-ease. We put our focus on the health thing that has come along and afflicted us. We put our focus on the lack of. We put our focus on how am I going to. We begin to put our focus there. Then we can't be vigilant. Because, see, the enemy, the adversary, your adversary, when you're sons and daughters of the Most High God, the adversary is the devil. He is roaring, like a roaring lion. He is stalking you. He's in the stalking position. He's walking about in a smooth way. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. And if he catches you not being sober, if he catches you with all your care upon you, if he catches you not being vigilant, then he's going to pounce on you.
Yes.
Because he wants
to
devour you. You go ahead, Elder.
Can I add something there, Evangelist? You know, because when your cares and your worries are a distraction, and that's where he wants us to be. He wants us to be distracted. He wants us to be off center. He wants us to be worrying about this, that, and the other, where we cannot focus and put our trust and our works into the Lord and allow the Lord to take care of our issues. Because if this is the mind that is stayed upon him, he'll keep us in perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
And it didn't say, you know, halfway peace, or he'll keep us in the little peace. It says he'll keep us in perfect peace. I don't know what other kind of peace that is more than perfect peace, you know, because when you're in perfect peace, you're good. There's no questions when everything is perfect. When you don't have to worry about nothing when everything is perfect. So we just got to trust it and believe that the Lord is going to make a way out of no way for us. And the enemy, you said, he wastes the pounce when he sees that, you know, we're not on guard. or
right.
And the reasons why we're not on guard is because of the things that has us distracted, the things that have us
right.
knocked off center, the things that don't have us focused on the things of God, but focused on the cares and the worries of the world. You know, so
right.
so we don't want to ignore the cares of this world because we're in the world.
Right.
But we're not of the world. And that's scripture. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. Once we become converted over, you know, and then now we become, a whole new creature. We become more of the things of God, the things
right.
of Jesus Christ. So, you know, so we just want to encourage people. You know, we know life is hard, and we know that, you know, when you're going through something, it's not going to be always easy, you know, or even short, you know. But as
right.
long as we have Jesus,
that's
you
right.
know, to help us through, and we know we have that assurance, you know, and that belief and that trust. That whatever it is that we're going through, that he's going to see us through it. And so,
yeah.
so that way we can still focus on what he's called us to do. You know, we can still trust
yeah.
in what he's called us to do, the work that he's called us to work, you know, because the enemy will come and try you and see if you are, to say, all right, you say you Elder Taylor, okay, let's see how much you really love the Lord, you know. Let's
right.
see, you know, just like the things that happened to Job, you know, and everything that was going on with him, how he lost everything, you know, and his own wife even said, why don't you just curse God and just die?
Right.
You know, because she was seeing him going through this, and she was going through it with him. So and he rebuked her because he
mm-hmm.
knew better. And what
right.
did the Lord do? What did God do? He blessed him double time what he had before.
Right, right.
Because he stayed in the faith. He stayed in his faith walk. And he still
right.
trusted God. Even though
right.
physically he saw what was going on front of him, and you know, and I couldn't imagine going through what he's going through even in today's society, you know, but it would be hard to lose my kids and all my properties and everything, and all this stuff is happening step after step, you know,
right.
and so that would be tough, that would be really hard, but it just shows you his perseverance and his trust and his belief in his God. And so that's how we have to be today as a body of Christ, as believers, as ones that say that they love Jesus, the ones that say that they are followers after Jesus Christ, because the enemy going to try you.
Yes,
and the Lord can allow
exactly.
And the Lord,
exactly.
the Lord can allow the enemy to try you, you know.
Right.
Like he did with Job. I mean, the enemy wasn't even inquiring about Job. But God kind of gave him up as a little offering. He said, have you considered my servant Job? You know. And he said, you could do everything to him but kill him.
Amen, Elder Taylor.
You know. So that's about it.
And you know, Elder, he even, and I'm just about finished, but I looked at that word sober again. And when you're talking about Job was even sober with his speech. He did not curse
yeah.
God. So
right.
that's also a reminder to us, we even have to be sober with our speech. We have to watch what we're saying. You know, we have to watch what we keep rehearsing over and over again with our tongues, because you just said it. His wife was like, why don't you just curse God and die? His friends, you know, were like, man, what did you do to God? You know, but Job was even sober in his speech. So just a reminder to everybody, cast all your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. Be sober in your emotions, your speech, your thoughts. Be vigilant because the enemy wants to pounce on you, but we do have the victory in Christ Jesus. And thank you for letting me share on tonight.
You know, because we can make our own situation worse and not be aware that we are making it worse by what we say and what we do or what we don't say and what we don't do as we go through a particular life circumstance, a life situation, you know, regardless of what it is, you know, poverty, death, whatever it is that we suffer through. Because the scripture tells us that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We're set apart as believers in Jesus Christ, whom we know, you know, beat everybody, beat all the odds, came back, you know, sitting on the right hand of the Father, you know. And so we just got to always be encouraging one to another and to somebody that's out there on the street that we may run across that looks like they can use a little encouragement. And that can go a long, long way with a stranger that you just may just run into at Walmart or at the gas station, you know, just to encourage somebody. Somebody could be on the brink of suicide. But just hearing an encouraging word from Elder Blouet as an example, you know, or Evangelist Stanton, and just hearing an encouraging word, you know, and that may keep them from doing whatever they was thinking about or contemplating doing to themselves. You know, so we never know, you know, when or where or how God could use you in a situation when we out and about in the world, you know. So I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, because the enemy don't want you, don't want me, don't want our spouses, don't want your brother and sister in the body of Christ. He don't want us to always be encouraged, because when we're not encouraged, then it's hard for us to encourage somebody else.
Amen.
But as long as we can, as long as we find a way through Jesus Christ to continue to encourage ourselves, we can. You know. So, yeah. So that's just what we need to do.
Yeah. Amen.
Evangelist Blouet, did you have something you want to say? Evangelist Blouet, you there?
I was just in the Word, just reading when you were saying that it was hard. It was hard. God said in Matthew, where was it at? Matthew 11. I think it's Matthew 11. He gives an invitation to those that are heavy laden and burden. I think it was, oh, here it is, in 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For when I was just reading this, it becomes easy. Your going through become easy once you come into the knowledge of Christ and his word. And so many Christians, they don't believe his word. Well, I won't even say Christians. I'm going to say followers of Christ. Don't believe this word. They don't believe the word. If we believe this word, I'm just going to share a little quick testimony. Asha, my baby girl, started college yesterday at GGC. And she was the one who was diagnosed with a rare disease that's only been out for 10 years. They still don't know any studies about it, don't really know, you know, how it happened or whatever. It's inflammation of her brain. She is supposed to take up to 18 months to even learn how to walk and talk. She didn't come home. We left it. She was supposed to come home with a hospital bed, a wheelchair, you know, a suction in her mouth out, you know, because her she wasn't supposed to know how to swallow, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
By standing on God's word and believing God. Amen. And not believing. I'm not saying don't believe the doctors. Don't. One thing and another, I don't even know if it's scripture or not, but it just came to me, God don't call those that are qualified. He mm-hmm. called those, he called you to qualify you. He mm-hmm. qualified you after when he called you.
Right.
Okay?
That's true.
I don't have no degrees. I don't have no degrees. But my husband will tell you, and I have pictures, I taught them how to take care of kids like her. How to swallow. How to use shot glasses, just put a couple of drops in a cup and just teach them that way instead of giving them this big straw that they keep getting choked on. And you have to put that 2 feeding tube down, my child, because you don't know what you're doing. So when she snatched that feeding tube out the last time, I told them, y'all not putting it back in my daughter. They put her on a pamper, told her to pee in a pamper. I got my, told them to give me a gate belt. I'll take my child to the bathroom every 2 hours. Thing you're not going to do is give her all of these drugs and she lay up in this bed and it take 18 months for her to recover. Either we're going to stand on God's word, pray over these kids, speak life into these kids.
Right. Right.
And whatever. They don't have to be no kids. They can be an adult. Speak life. Speak God's word. What did God say? They should live and not die. Okay? She will live. Her every heart, everything that she desires is coming to pass. Everything her heart desires. Because she had a praying father and a persistent mother that is not going to just take an answer from a doctor that your child is not going to recover, you know, until maybe 2 years if she come back. She may not come back is what they were giving my husband. My husband was confused. What are y'all telling me? I'm not going to have my daughter back. This man was lost, and they couldn't tell him nothing. Yeah. But they can't guarantee a daughter. Either we're going to believe this word or we're not.
That's
stand
right.
on God's promises. Get in your word. Please.
Amen.
Speak
Amen.
God's word.
Amen.
There's too many people walking around here with illnesses that don't have to be sick. Push your faith back. That's part of the problem right there.
Right.
Push our faith back. What's wrong with fasting? What's wrong with praying? Praying. It's too many of us giving up because the church is closed. Now what? What are we going to do? The doors are shut and probably getting ready to shut again. What we going to do?
Oh,
we going to stand back and just let the enemy take our kids, take our loved ones, take our parents. My mother in the hospital now fighting for her life and bleeding internally. Am I going? I'm not flying back out there right now. The only thing I can do is pray. I'm not getting ready to be set up by the enemy, getting on a plane, catching COVID. My prayers will work where I
Amen.
Can. I can't go. The prayers
Amen.
Go.
That's right.
But it's too many Christians, so-called believers, sitting back, letting the enemy do what he do, seeking whom he may. Why can he? He's seeking whom he may. He can't devour us. Not
right.
if we're born in danger.
Yeah.
Right.
Seeking whom he may. Why is he taking over everybody, the families, the churches, the homes? I mean, why? Because he's seeking whom he may. We letting him in.
Yeah.
We allowing him in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so right. That is so right, Evangelist. You know. Elder Blue, you like to add anything?
No, sir, I'm good. I'm just listening in.
Okay, okay. That's a powerful, powerful word, Evangelist saying. And I mean, Evangelist Bluette, that's really a powerful, powerful word that
yes.
If no one can be encouraged by that alone, they really need to check themselves. Because what you guys have been through with your daughter and, you know, and how the Lord has brought you through and brought her through, and we all can see what he's done for Asha and how she is mentally tough, mentally strong, and what he's done for her, you know. And if, you know, if he'll do it for one, he'll do it for another. He has no respect of person.
He sure does.
You know, we as a people, a body of believers, we just have to keep and put our trust in the Lord at all times, not just
yeah.
when it's convenient or not just when something is going wrong, but also when everything is well. We have to keep stacking the blocks, building upward, you know, because even when we defeat the enemy, that don't mean he's not coming back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my belief now. This is nothing that no one told me I should believe, but this is what I believe. I believe once you build up a stamina, a spiritual Holy Ghost stamina, you know, or endurance against the enemy, you know, it makes it hard for him or any demonic force or demonic spirit to try to infiltrate you, your mind and your physical being, you know. And once the demonic forces understand that about you, you know, it makes it easier. That don't mean they're not going to stop. But I believe, and like I said, this is my belief, is that, you know, it makes your fight a little easier because you have built up, you know, the blocks in your life, in the word, spiritually. You've been consistent in the things that you say and that you do. You've been an example to your friends, to your family, you know, as to what God has called you and purposed you to do in your life. You stood when did nobody else want to stand, you know, and you allow the enemy and anyone else that's on the side of darkness know that I can't be moved because I love the Lord too much.
Amen. Right.
You know, I can't be moved. I can't be shaken, you know. And even if I'm shaking, the enemy would know it by my actions, you know. So we always, you know, like I said, it's not always easy, especially when we get into our flesh and allow our flesh to dictate, you know, how we respond.
Hey, Elder Tate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got a panel going on now. Stanton, you got anything you want to say, sweetie?
I just want to bring out this scripture when Elder was talking about endurance. James chapter 1, verse 12, James chapter 1, verse 12, said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. And I was thinking when Elder Taylor was talking about building up an endurance against the enemy, the only way we can do that is through the word of God, is allowing, and the word of God, which will allow us to say no to temptation, no to the enemy. And the more we practice and put into in the forefront of us that no to the things of the world, we build that up. We build up that endurance. We build up that strength. We build up our spiritual man, because in our flesh man, we can't do it. But in our spiritual man, that's how we build it up. But that's through the word of God. And that's our mindset being changed by the word of God, by the Holy Spirit, bringing back to our remembrance when we read the word, when we get into the presence of God. That's the only way we can build an endurance up, is by daily reading, getting into the word, seeking God, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, allowing him to order our footsteps, praise and worship and prayer. We've got to stay in the presence, in the word of God, to endure. Thank you, Elder. Appreciate it.
And you know what else that helped me, Dove?
What's that?
Going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting me closer to God. It's like, because he keeps showing me himself in every situation.
Right.
To see everybody
right now.
Right. My son out of prison. He's in college. My grandson was suspended for 3 years. He's back in school. Asha.
Come on.
I mean, everybody.
Right.
When I tell you, it is showing me, Ricky, stay on him. Stay on him. Stay on him. Keep putting the word in him. Keep praying for him out loud to them, calling them, praying. You know, and I'm telling you, it's getting, I'm counting it all joy. I'm counting it all joy. Because he keeps showing me every trial and everything that I go through. He keeps showing me I'm going to come on top. And I shared with you last week, I just signed more papers on more property.
Right. Oh, wow.
Three now.
Because he'll turn it around. He'll turn it around.
And he's doing it.
He'll turn it around.
He's doing it.
Yes.
But what if I would have gave up?
Right.
What if I would have thrown the towel? What if I just would have said, forget it, I'm not praying no more?
Yes.
He keeps showing me. If I just keep going.
Yes.
We already know what the end is going to be. Just keep going. And through every trial and every change, keep going. Keep praying.
Yes.
Find more scriptures. Because every time you go through, it's another scripture to back up what you're going through.
Yes. And that's it, Evangelist, right there. Too often people give up. Yes. And people give up. People don't want to wait the time out. They don't, you know, they feel like their time, you know, God's time is too long. But no, God's time is perfect timing.
Exactly.
Because while in the middle and in the midst of all of that, he's building something inside of you so that when you come up on the other side, you're ready to receive it. See, you don't want it. You don't want it prematurely, because, see, you wouldn't be ready for it. You wouldn't be ready for it. Like you just said, your son was incarcerated. So what? Just imagine what God was doing in his life during that time. And now look, he's in college.
Yes.
He's in, your daughter, she's in college. See, too often we give up before we see the results.
Yep.
And all we have to do is hold on. And trust God. Trust him. Trust him through the process.
And baby girl, my granddaughter, she's in the Montessori school that I wanted her to be in, right next door to my job. In the pre-K.
Wow.
We put her on the waiting list last week, and they called me. Somebody dropped out.
Amen. Amen.
They called me.
See?
Miss Bluette, your slot, a slot opened up for you.
Amen. Amen. Trust God. Trust God.
So,
trust God.
We have to. In every circumstance, it's like, okay,
amen.
Yes. Every.
There is no secret. And there's no secret to what God can do, what he's done for others, he can do for you. Even hearing your testimony on tonight, Evangelist, I pray that it encourages the listeners on tonight. Encourage them. Yes, I'm sure there were days that they wanted to give up, or there were days when they're like, God, we can't see it. There were days when it looked so dark that you were like, I just need a glimpse of light. But God was there all along. And we just want to encourage every listener on tonight to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Trust him through the process. Trust him in whatever you're going through, that nothing is wasted. It's still working together for your good.
Mm-hmm. Count it all joy.
That
yes,
nothing is wasted. That whatever it is that you're going through, that there is something. It's building strength inside of you. It just may not seem like it. It may not feel like it. It may not smell like it. It may not taste like it. But the word says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good of those who love the Lord are called according to his purpose. And you have a purpose to fulfill. And it's not just for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's to bring life to people around you.
Yes.
So that there won't be any dead men walking. That there will be people that have life around you. And to God be the glory.
Right.
Yes.
To God be the glory. We're not taking any glory. To God be the glory. There will be no flesh that glory in his presence, but to God be the glory.
God be the glory.
So her testimony is not, it's to brag about how good our daddy is. And guess what? He can turn your life around.
Yes, he can.
He can turn your life around. And thanks be unto God. You're listening to us right now at this very moment. So whatever you are experiencing, we want to come to encourage you that God sees right where you're at, that God knows everything that you're going through. And trust me, you're going to come through it. You're going to come through it.
Yes.
You are going to come through it.
Yes.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I do want to add one thing. The older you get, the more you start caring less for, and also you start caring more for. The steps of our life have issues. The steps of our life have happiness. There's a lot of bumps in the roads. There are smooth roads, crooked roads, and there's straight roads. The idea is to learn from your daily walk. The idea is to learn from the situations you have been in where you had no power to bring yourself out, and you saw that God made a way for you. So sometimes I still wrestle myself with what I want to happen, situations I'm in, and how I want the outcome to be. But through a number of years, I've learned that God has never failed me or my family. He's never failed us. If he brought it to light, something we could do physically for ourselves, he brought it up. And when we've done all that we can do, which we've done many times, we couldn't do no more, he still brought us up. So the point is, do all that you can do with your physical being first. Put yourself effort first. expire everything or every will that you have first. Start leaning on God to do the rest, because he's not going to really do the rest unless we've done all that we can do first. He has given us the ability to will things to happen, faith that it will happen, substance that it would happen, things that we regard every day, we disregard every day, people would love to have. So sit back and consider your ways. As was mentioned last week, consider where you're at. Consider what's important in your life. And I'm going to tell you up front, whether that be God or something else that's most important in your life, you're going to put all your energy to. But I suggest you put God first. And it'll
that's
go
right.
all the way through. So we went through a lot. We went through a lot, and we came out on the other side. So not saying that anything else is not going to happen, but we have been through enough to still believe in God that he'll bring us through. So these experiences in all of our lives, you have to do a mental note on these things. You can't just go through something and forget about it. Do a mental note on it. If that same situation comes back up, that means you didn't, how can I say, you didn't complete the course.
Yes.
God wants us to graduate from every situation.
Learn from it.
And regardless of who says what, don't let that change your faith in God and what he can do and what the ability he has put in you to do. Because you're a child of God. And just like I spoil my kids, and my wife can't stand it, but I spoil them. She cut their head off and sew it back on. I spoil them, right? They got both ends of the of life. They know how it feels to be pampered, and they know how it feels to go out there and get it, right? So they're learning both sides. So I give them an appreciation. My wife gives them a steady walking forward work ethic, right? I give them appreciation for things. Pamper them in a way where it spoils them totally. Things I let them touch some things. And I always tell them, and I've told them this years ago, and I'll be finished. I told them this years ago, do what you have to do now. In the age that you're in now, young, do what you have to do now so you can do what you want to do later in life. And we support them 100%. So regardless of what's in our path, we're going to overcome it. We're going to walk through it. We're going to get to it. But great testimony, sweetie. I appreciate you for hanging in there. I appreciate what you're doing now. And you're even stronger now in the things that you're doing now. And God is blessing you so much. Blessing you so much. So that's all I have.
Amen.
Is everybody good?
Yes, sir.
You know, I like to believe that this has been probably one of the more fun. All the Bible studies have been really, you know, real good and fun, and the word has been edible to us. But I really like this kind of word tonight. You know, sharing some of our personal situations. To whoever is listening, to whoever is tuned in tonight, and that hopefully through the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, that whatever we have said and shared have touched, even if it's just one soul, if it just touched one person tonight, we give God all the honor and all the glory, and we thank him for allowing something that any of us could have said to be an encouragement to someone that is listening that needed encouraging, that prevented someone from just going off the top, prevented someone from giving up tonight, and just let them know that there is a Jesus there is God the Father who loves you, who cares about you, who wants you to do well, and who wants us to dwell with him when that time comes. And to encourage all of us to do what we need to do to get there. So, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to stay encouraged and just continue to trust the Lord throughout your whole life. And know, and always know, just don't know sometimes, regardless of what your situation or circumstance is, know that he loves you. And that as long as he loves you, he'll always be there for you. You know, so, you know, we just have to be there. That's the place we got to be in. That is the place that we have to be in. As a collective body of believers all over the world, not just in your own little circle, but believers all over the world. And we have to be an encouragement one to another, supporting one to another, you know. And because it's always good to hear from your brother and your sister and to know that they care about you and to know that, you know, you can share things with them and they can share things with you. Those little things like that helps you to keep pressing into the things of the Lord, how we support and encourage each other and love on each other as the Lord requires us to. So, people, saints and believers of God, just stay encouraged tonight. You know, stay encouraged. Don't worry about what's going on in your life tonight. Just trust the Lord and know that he can bring you out. That he can bring, whatever your situation is, he can bring you out. He can heal you of any and everything. We just got to trust him and believe him, you know, and be in his will. And it may not happen the way that you think it should. But just trust the Lord. So that's going to conclude Praise Tabernacle Bible study tonight. And on behalf of our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary, we just want to thank everybody that has tuned in, that has listened to our little unorthodox Bible study tonight. But we just pray that someone was encouraged, someone was blessed from something that they've heard from one of the panel members tonight. So we're going to ask Evangelist Bluette, I'm sorry, Evangelist Stanton, if she can dismiss us tonight as we go, as we move forward. Evangelist Stanton, can you dismiss us tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like you said, Elder, just awesome Bible study tonight. We're so glad that everybody tuned in and joined us. We pray that everyone got some word of encouragement to allow them to run on and to see what the end is going to be. And we offer you Christ on tonight. If you do not know him as your personal Savior, we offer Christ to you on tonight and simply just pray a prayer. And it simply just goes, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sins, that you rose, and that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
I pray that you drive out all the darkness and replace it with the holy light of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And you simply pray that prayer and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then find you a Bible-based church. Get into the Word of God. You can even send us an email at ptcforchrist@gmail.com to let us know if you prayed that prayer. Once again, that is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. We're also open our email for any praise reports, testimony, any items or subjects that you would like for us to cover in Bible study. You can send us an email. And we just praise God with you and for you on tonight. I'm going to close us out in prayer, and then we will say the Great Commission. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone that was on a panel on tonight. We lift up anyone that is ill or diseased. We lift up Elder Oliver to you, Father God, that you would touch his body in the name of Jesus. We know that your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And we decree and proclaim that healing right now in the name of Jesus over Elder Taylor, Elder Oliver, and anybody else that is not feeling well. Even over our pastor, Father God, we pray that you touch his body. We thank you, God, because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, that your word will not come back void. We thank you that you would watch over us and keep us the rest of the week. Help us to walk out the word of God daily, every minute, every second. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the glory. And Matthew 28:19-20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Be blessed, stay encouraged, and have a wonderful rest of the night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Evangelist Stanton. God bless the panel. Good night.
Amen. Good night.